You've decided you're ready to become a parent, and suddenly you're overwhelmed with people who feel they have the right to inform you on the correct way to conceive, give birth, what fears you should have, and the proper way to parent. How do you filter through the opinions? How do you know what's trustworthy information and what's a myth or just plain outdated? Welcome to the Birth Ease Podcast. Join your host, Michelle Smith, and her guests as they cut through the noise and fear by sharing valuable tips, tools, and proven methods that help you connect with your own inner wisdom as you navigate the sacred journey that is pregnancy, birth, and parenthood in a more relaxed and confident manner. This podcast does not constitute, nor is it intended, as medical advice.
Hello, and welcome to the Birth Ease Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Smith. I am so grateful you are here. In this special episode, it is my intention to create a reprieve, if even for the moment, and to help you to return to a sense of love and connection to your inner wisdom. A reoccurring theme expressed by my guests and myself throughout the podcast has been the importance of listening to your gut. That sense that we have been labeling as your inner wisdom or inner knowing. I feel that this ability is present within us as babies and that it gets lost or trained out of us as we grow up and mature. We have forgotten how to listen to and trust our inner wisdom. And interestingly, the vast majority of us long to be listened to be really heard and understood. We often crave the confirmation that our feelings are valid and someone gets us. And this profound listening is what invites healing. And not only is our inner wisdom speaking to us, so is our body. A revelation came to me in my conversation regarding trauma with Susan DeCinzi. Susan was sharing that even in those times that we may feel triggered by stress and trauma, it can be a beautiful gift in that moment. Our bodies are saying to us, "Hey, I'm here, and I'm trying to express to you, and you're not listening." Our body remembers and our psyche remembers. Our bodies want to be honored and be heard as well. And how often do we take the time to listen to our body? We are often looking outward for that listening. And perhaps a place to start is within our own body and to begin to be kinder to ourselves and our bodies, to treat ourselves with loving compassion. This listening to our bodies and our spirit and honoring what is there is what creates healing, what creates transformation and peace. And yet, so many of us have forgotten how to listen to and trust ourselves. And that transfers to how we relate to our children, to one another, and the world. It is in this vein that I intended to create a guided meditation for this episode of the podcast. And now, as the last few weeks have unfolded in regards to the pandemic of the coronavirus and the uncertainty we are facing, becoming quiet, going within, and eliciting the relaxation response is even more crucial. Studies have shown the benefits of the relaxation response. It reduces the impacts of stress and inflammation within the body and helps return it to balance. And you may have heard that reducing stress is one of the recommended actions to take to help strengthen your immune system. To that end, I have created this guided meditation to help whomever is interested in listening. The intention is to help to mitigate the stress that most all of us are under, to reconnect with your own inner wisdom, and return to love. This meditation is more spiritual than religious and nature. I will refer to the divine as God, as creator of all that is, as source. In order to help each person listening find space for their own belief structure as it relates to their personal relationship with their higher power, what is comforting to one may not be for another. In this light, I have done my best to keep the language inclusive. Please use the name for God or Creator that resonates for you. There is a part of you that is your inner knowing, your own inner wisdom. This wisdom has been within you always. Often, we forget to listen to it, or even how to listen to it. The beauty is, you can remember how to listen. You can learn to trust yourself once again. One way to do that is to go within, relaxing the body, quieting the mind. Your mind doesn't even have to be perfectly still. It is simply a listening for the voice that speaks to you with compassion, with love. Instead of fear or consternation or judgment, you can find that compassionate voice. You can remember the love that is there for you, and you can return to who you really are. It is my sincerest hope that this meditation brings you comfort. Much love to you all. Thank you for listening. As a gentle reminder, please avoid listening to this guided meditation while engaging in an activity that requires your full attention. Please stop the podcast and return to it when you can safely be seated or reclining in a supported position. Unless you are the passenger listening to this guided meditation with headphones on, for everyone's safety, never listen to it while riding or driving in a vehicle. And now, as you prepare to relax, just settle back comfortably in a safe and supported place and begin to notice the rhythm of your own breathing. You may notice the way your breath moves through your body. Taking another gentle breath in, and then simply releasing it as you inhale and then exhale. As you listen to the sound of my voice and as you're relaxing, you will begin to feel the sense of comfort. This is your time. You've set this time aside. This is a time for releasing, for relaxing, and finding balance. And you find that the next time your eyes blink or begin to close, you can simply allow them to stay there, closed, pleasantly closed, comfortably closed. If you haven't already allowed them to do so, with each breath, you relax even more deeply now, easily, naturally. You may allow what you are pleasantly experiencing right now to just continue. As you may be really curious about how deeply relaxed and comfortable you can be. And isn't it good to know that it isn't necessary for you to go deeply into relaxation in order to continue to enjoy a developing sense of inner comfort? You simply notice the comfort within your eyes, and as your eyelids rest gently closed, comfortably closed, pleasantly closed, and each time you exhale, feel yourself moving deeper into a state of relaxed calmness. And now, as you gently relax into your own breathing pace, see, feel, or imagine that you are breathing in peace, and that as you exhale, you are releasing any stress, strain, fear, or tension. And again, just releasing the world around you, breathing in peace, and as you exhale, relaxing into a deeper feeling of ease. You don't have to make it happen, just allow it to be so. Our breath is the quickest way to alter any stress hormones within the body. So just allow yourself to relax even more deeply now, easily, naturally, accessing the part of you that remembers how to release, relax, and let go. Relaxing even more deeply now. Our breath is our connection to the divine. So breathe in that divine connection and allow it to reach every part of your body now. And you may wish to give this feeling of peaceful connection, which is your breath, a color of serenity, soothing, and relaxing. And each time you inhale, you're breathing in comfort and peace. And each time you exhale, you are releasing, relaxing, letting go even more deeply now. With your next breath, inhale serenity. And as you exhale, see, feel, or imagine that tranquil color touching upon your skin, allowing you to let go of any excess tension. All of your thoughts seem to quiet down now as you concentrate your attention on the pleasant feeling of peace as it caresses your face, flows across your forehead, relaxing your facial muscles, easing away any worry lines. Feel the gentle touch on your cheeks now, relaxing them deeply, on your ears and around your jaw. the soothing color of peace relaxing away any tension that may have been remaining there. And a feeling of deep tranquility touches the top of your head, relaxing you even more deeply now, spreading down the back of your head into your neck, bringing calm and ease. With your next breath, a feeling of serenity caresses your neck and soothes your throat. It feels as though a mantle of peace and tranquility envelops your shoulders and your upper back as you relax, relaxing even more deeply now, tapping into the part of you that remembers how to relax fully, completely. And this peaceful, relaxing feeling flows down your arms and into your elbows. It's such a pleasant feeling to discover how heavy with relaxation your very elbows can become. And this peaceful feeling continues to flow down through your arms and into your fingers, leaving your shoulders, arms, and upper back enveloped with safety and ease. And with your next breath, your shoulders gently sink down into the frame of your body now. You become aware of this relaxing, tranquil feeling filling your chest, soothing and relaxing. The peaceful color now floods your stomach area as you take another gentle breath and release it. And a feeling of deep serenity fills your entire abdomen and spreads into your lower back, calming, relaxing, and soothing. As the peaceful feeling of relaxation reaches your hips, your thighs, your knees, it releases any tension that may have been remaining there. Your legs are almost aglow as the beautiful, peaceful color flows down through them. Your legs are so relaxed now, all the way down to your feet and toes. Pleasantly relaxed and comfortable now. Your entire body is loose, limp, and relaxed, easily relaxing even more deeply now in the peaceful serenity of your breath, your connection to the divine. As you notice how relaxed your body has become, and as your body deeply relaxes, your mind naturally follows. And because I want to help you to relax even more deeply now, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And by the time I reach the count of 1, you will find that you are profoundly relaxed. And the degree of comfort and ease within your mind and your body has naturally been enhanced simply by you listening to the sound of my voice, allowing yourself to go more peacefully within. And now as I begin the count, 5, releasing, relaxing, letting go. 4. It feels so good to allow yourself to relax twice as much now. 3. An even deeper feeling of peace spreading throughout your body and your mind now. 2. Drifting deeper, deeper, and still deeper. 1. 10 times deeper still, very, very deeply relaxed and at ease. And know that if you drift away from the sound of my words, a part of you is still following my voice and receiving the benefit of this experience in the way that it's just right for you, in your highest and best good, allowing yourself to relax even more deeply now. There is a part of you that is your inner knowing, your own inner wisdom. And this wisdom has been within you always. Often we forget to listen to it, or even how to listen to it. The beauty is, you can remember how to listen. You can learn to trust yourself once again. One way to do that is to go within, just as you are doing right now, relaxing the body, quieting the mind. And the mind doesn't have to be perfectly still. It is simply a matter of listening for the voice that speaks to you with compassion, with love instead of fear, consternation, or judgment. So if you are willing, I would like you now to see, feel, or imagine, or just think about being back in the womb, floating in your mother's womb, drifting and floating, surrounded in sparkling, shimmering particles of light, iridescent and shimmering, and full of love. Unconditional love that comes from the source of creation. A part of you remembers this source of pure love. Some of us may also feel the love of our mother, of our parents, surrounding us while in the womb. And others of us may feel fear and uncertainty emanating from our mother and or father. And yet, every single one of us can tap into and remember the unconditional love, the pure love of the Creator, of God, of Source, washing over us, washing through you. A part of you knows and remembers. Connect now with the part that knows and see, feel, or think about that divine love flowing through you, through your cells, through your body, through your mind, filling every part of you with love. Love from the Creator of all that is. A part of you knows and remembers. Feel that love flowing through you now, as you imagine, feel, or think about floating in the womb, surrounded in the sparkling essence of pure love. And what if you could carry that love with you always? How would your response to the world be different? If you remembered and knew that you were loved, if you remembered and knew that you are loved so purely, unconditionally. That you can always be connected to that source of love and truth. What if you measured all opinions from others against the source of unconditional love? How would you respond to the world and those around you, knowing that you come from pure love? That you have an inner knowing, an inner wisdom that you can listen to and trust. And what if each night as you drifted to sleep, you connected to the source of unwavering love? What if you felt it surrounding you, cocooning you, cradling you in love, in peace? And what if you knew you could trust it and relax into it? How would your life be different? And what if you woke up each morning, imagining yourself surrounded in this love, in this well-being, taking just a few moments before moving into your day to feel the love that a part of you remembers emanating from your source? How would you begin your day if each morning you invited in that love and soaked it into your very being? And what if, when you begin to feel out of balance, out of sorts, you just took a moment to pause, to listen fully and without judgment, to listen to your body, to listen to your feelings, which are the language of your soul? And what if you asked your body, What do you need? What are you trying to tell me? What is this feeling telling me? Simply listening. And what if you could listen to your spirit, to your soul, and you asked, what does my spirit need? A part of you, your inner wisdom, knows. And what if you could listen and take a moment to take a conscious breath and breathe in love, that unconditional love that a part of you remembers. And as you exhale, say to your body, to that feeling, or your spirit, I hear you. I honor you. And what if you took a moment to say to your body, to yourself, to your spirit, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. Doing this as you tap into that part of you that remembers the love of all that is. And what if you could breathe love into every cell of your body? And what if you could fully relax into this feeling of unconditional love and compassion? And what if you could remember how to trust yourself, how to trust your body, and trust your inner wisdom. What would your life be like if you listened to your own inner wisdom that is your connection to the divine, to source, to God? Take a few moments now to breathe that love in. Imagine sparkling particles of love and light being breathed in by you, right here, right now, in this present moment, filling you with a sense of love and ease. Feeling every false thought that you have ever had about yourself, filling every cell with unwavering love, with unwavering, constant love. And what if you learned that you could listen to and trust that compassionate voice within? That you could rely on it to direct you and guide you? That there is a part of you that knows and that can lead you, guide you where you need to go? And what if you could simply know this to be so? Simply think of that possibility and all it could bring into your life and those that you come in touch with. What if you could simply consider the possibility of inviting in the memory of the love that the source of all that is has for you? And what if you didn't have to figure it all out? You simply took the time to listen to you. What if you had everything you need within you? And what if you could be guided to what your next step is? And what if you could really listen to your inner wisdom and trust it? Where would that God-given inspiration lead you? How would it impact your relationships with those around you? Just take a deep breath and release. And again, drifting and floating, relaxing into the possibilities that come with knowing that you are love. Beyond measure. And what if the pure love that the creator of all that is, of God, of Source, is woven into the very nature of who you are? That the knowledge of that connection is there. It has always been here, and that it is here. That you merely have to invite it in. Invite it in fully into your mind, your body, your emotions and spirit, inviting it in with each breath you take. inviting you to respond to life from the security of knowing that you are loved fully, purely, completely, powerfully. That the love of the Creator flows through your every cell, your very essence. And this love and your inner wisdom, your inner knowing, is a gift from the Divine. It was present the moment the spark of creation happened within your mother's womb, and you carry it within you now. A part of you remembers and knows. It is here with you now, in this body now, allowing you to respond with love instead of reacting in fear, understanding that you are worthy and deserving of giving and receiving love, that you are loved and are love, secure in that knowledge. Allowing you to step into the fullness of who you really are, in your highest and best good, and for those around you. And as you relax and continue to enjoy this feeling, unconditional love and connection, all that is, you find the outcome is that on an emotional level, you feel more relaxed, more balanced, more calm. Your mind is clear and focused, and your body returns to its natural state of balance, of homeostasis. You feel more at peace within yourself, and you find yourself filled with a much deeper sense of self-compassion and self-appreciation. In fact, this peaceful, relaxed response will become a pleasant part of your life, allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence and contentment. All of these peaceful, loving feelings will stay with you long after this guided relaxation session ends. And as you stay in this contented, peaceful frame of mind, knowing that you are loved, you'll find that you are growing stronger and stronger. And regardless of any stress and tensions which may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace, ease and love, true well-being. If you are listening to this guided relaxation at a time that you intend to drift to sleep for a nap or at your designated bedtime, then you will be surrounded by the knowledge and the security of knowing that you are loved beyond measure, and you can drift into a deep and refreshing sleep, sleeping the depth and the time that is perfect for you in all ways. Or if you are listening to this at a time in which you need to return your full awareness back to your present surrounding circumstances, in a moment I will count up from 1 to 5, and you will bring your full awareness back to those present surrounding circumstances, bringing with you the knowledge and security that you are loved beyond measure. And that knowledge brings peace and comfort to yourself and to all those you come in contact with. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, if it is time for you to bring your full awareness back to the room, you will let your eyes open at that count of 5, and you will feel alert, focused, refreshed, and at peace, ready for the next segment of your day. Number 1, slowly, easily, and gently, feel yourself becoming more aware of your present surrounding circumstances now, and you bring the knowledge of the love that the Creator of all that is has for you. Number 2, each muscle and nerve in your body is comfortably relaxed, and you feel wonderfully at peace as a deepened awareness of your inner wisdom flows through your mind, body, emotions, and spirit now. Number 3, each time you practice going within or listen to this birth ease guided relaxation, you will find you relax much more quickly and deeply than before, and your ability to listen to your inner wisdom becomes stronger and stronger, a part of who you are. Number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear, and on the next count, your eyes will open. You'll become fully alert, spiritually calm, connected, and at peace. Number 5, eyes open now, feeling focused, fully refreshed, and at peace, alert and ready for the next segment of your day, secure in the knowledge that you are worthy and deserving of giving and receiving love. Thank you again for listening. And please know that my Birth Ease classes are available online with the option of video chat support. So please know that that option is available to you should you need it. And if you're enjoying the show, please share it with a friend. And you can rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Because when you do, that helps get the show and the information out to more people. Thanks again.
For more great conversations like these, or to find out more information and access Michelle's library of amazing guests, go to birtheseservices.com/podcasts. For more information on the Birth Ease Method, Michelle's classes, meditations, and other services, go to birtheseservices.com.
This meditation is copyright of Michelle Smith, Birth Ease, and the Birth Ease Podcast.